Very good and productive discussions. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump posted on Truth Social that the U.S. has had with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in the push for a ceasefire with Ukraine.
Saying there's a, quote, very good chance that this horrible, bloody war can finally come to an end. But at this very moment, thousands of Ukrainian troops are completely surrounded by the Russian military and in a very bad and vulnerable position. The Trump administration has made an offer agreed to with Ukraine on a ceasefire. But so far, Russia has rejected the terms of the deal.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. There's a new statement just out from Ukraine that says what the president wrote about their troops being surrounded is false. In a few hours, President Trump will go where he never did in his first term, to the Justice Department, which he insists unfairly targeted him and conservatives in the Biden presidency. New Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox Business.
All the Jack Smith prosecutors are gone. All these agents at the FBI who are weaponizing government are gone. And that's where we're able to find the good men and women who want to be out there, who want to be fighting violent crime.
President Trump also posted on Truth Social this morning congratulations to Chuck Schumer, the Senate's minority leader, who now says he will vote for a House Republican plan today ahead of a midnight deadline to avert a government shutdown. Schumer says it's much worse as an option that the shutdown than the very bad GOP bill. The president wrote it took guts and courage because many of Schumer's fellow Democrats are angry, saying he betrayed them. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells Fox.
What he's hearing is the far left, which has a severe case of Trump derangement syndrome. And they're making a lot of noise out there, but they don't represent the heart of the country.
Senate Republicans need 8 Democrats to join them in a vote today in order to advance that bill. A retired U.S. senator has died, Alan Simpson. He was 93, a Republican from Wyoming who served 18 years, known for his humor, often trying to find compromises with Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
It's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest-to-goodness wireless price right. Dial #250, you say the keywords Pure Talk, claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Good morning from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Danielle Burke-North. A federal grand jury in Phoenix indicted a man from Mexico for smuggling illegal immigrants into the country, resulting in one death. The Department of Justice says 25-year-old George Fontes Garcia, along with 7 illegal immigrants, were found 19 miles south of Tacna, which is just east of Yuma, back in 2023. But one of the migrants in the group was found dead shortly after due to excessive heat exposure. Fontes Garcia faces the death penalty or life in prison if he's found guilty. And on a lighter note, excitement and sportsmanship will be present at the Special Olympics 2025 in San Luis, Arizona. The inclusive event will bring the community together next Saturday, March 22nd. Join us on the TV side for News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for all your local news, weather, and sports. I'm Danielle Burke-North.
Temperatures on the rise toward a more normal high temperature by the end of the weekend, early next week. 64 cool today, partly cloudy, 48 overnight tonight. Sunny and 72 tomorrow, 47 tomorrow night. And Sunday, sunny and 78.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma Investment Group's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis Sr. Wealth Advisor.
Come on before we crack. Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Mortgage One in studio. Good morning, Russ Clark.
Good morning.
So you're not needed? What is that?
I'm not needed. I'm not needed in most places. In fact, at my own facility during the daytime at the Precision, I'm not allowed to pick up a wrench. I mean, they watch me closely.
Well, you do have, like, butterfingers, and I would be afraid that you'd be the guy that leaves the wrench on the engine.
They think I have no understanding of the automobile industry and all that, and they're partially right. I probably know more than they think, but not enough to start working on them.
So we're back to work, and this last couple of weeks was a lot of work. Where were you this last weekend?
Oh, I spent a little time at Midnight Oasis. It's not like you did. I mean, you lived there.
And that's fun. Enjoy it. It's almost like you turn the world off for a week because you've got your own little ecosystem out there.
Yeah, that was your whole world right then. That was it.
Super, super fun.
So had a great time.
What did you think of it? Other than it was brutally cold and windy on Friday.
On Friday, I was a little chilly.
And we appreciated you bringing the heater in.
Yeah, we brought the heater on Saturday. Did you use it Sunday morning?
For about 2 seconds, and then it was so loud that like everybody who was coming in was hard of hearing, and they couldn't hear what anybody was saying.
Well, it wasn't loud when the band was playing. You couldn't didn't notice it.
I think my ears are still ringing.
You didn't notice it when the band was playing. Yeah, if it's quiet, it might seem like too loud. I liked it. We didn't have as many sales as what I would think. I don't know if I scared them away.
It might be the Kris Kringle look reminding people of Christmas.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought I was going to give it to them.
I think if you look, Friday was so windy and brutally cold that a lot of people didn't come out Friday. Then Saturday turned into a great day. Sunday is always kind of sparsely attended.
Yeah,
just
people picking up. And I came in there to pick up the heater somewhere around 11 o'clock or something. I just snuck out with it. And it looked like you know, there were people coming in to buy things before
they
leave.
You look like one of those guys running into a department store, putting a heater under your arm and just walking out with it.
Yeah, I was hoping nobody asked me anything, and they didn't.
In or out.
No.
But so go back to Sunday. The thing that it's interesting, you're always trying to modify. You're always trying to change things a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you were not there Sunday morning for the awards presentation.
No.
And that was super cool, adding the 30 awardees, you know, getting announced, driving their car up, getting El Prez and Captain Midnight presenting trophies, shaking hands, photo ops.
Good deal.
So there's a video that'll be released probably in the next, technically the not registered version is up right now, but it'll be on the website. So photos, pictures, videos. Good deal. So I think you're going to start seeing more people come in on Sunday because they're going to want to see the awards. They're going to want to take pictures. Great photo, video opportunity. And the owners smiling ear to ear. So it was kind of cool seeing them get chatty with Captain Midnight and El Prez up front. So Sunday actually was a great day, but long day. Fold it, get done, and now let's go back to work.
That's a lot of breakdown to clean it all up, get it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you, what I don't think most people realize is the number of people that are breaking things down. I mean, you know, again, the guys were there till 3 a.m. breaking the stage down. So if you think about it, the stage for the concert Friday, Saturday, when you show up Sunday morning, it's not there.
Nope. And that's a professional company that rents it, and they put it up and take it down.
That's literally two semi-trucks come in to
It's a big deal.
Pack that up. But that has to be gone because the awards ceremony that we did is in the exact same spot.
As much as the Caballeros use it, they should just buy that stage. I'm sure it can't cost more than, a few $100,000.
I'm just going to say I don't think you want to be the one to put it together.
And, well, I was going to say, but once you buy it, then it'd be a bunch of guys don't know what they're doing putting it together.
I'm pretty sure I've seen the guys putting down the dance floor.
Yeah, that's
That's comical enough. Yeah. I don't want to be the one to go, hey, Russ, did you put that slip pin up in that apparatus 30 feet in the air? And you go, weird, I wondered where this one came from.
Yeah, we had parts left over.
Yeah, not a good thing. So I think the renting and the moving is right. But again, it's all those moving parts, which takes away from some of the things that you and I normally talk about, which is, hey, what's going on? So you had a whole week that we didn't really talk about anything. Mm-hmm. But what are you seeing right now? It, from a layman's terms, and you're fairly into all of this stuff, but unemployment, inflation, economic feel, what are you seeing as a consumer?
Well, and I mentioned it that I saw it right at CPAC, even in Washington, D.C., everything felt more positive. Even CPAC, you know, which is the Conservative Political Action Committee, you know, and it had the president speaking, and it had, you know, dignitaries and senators and representatives and all. It was more upbeat than ever, and I've gone for many years, and it's always a positive on what we're going, you know, what game plan we're going to put in, how we're going to try to get back. Now, we going in there after this last election where you've got Republican leadership in the executive branch, the Senate, and the House, they were talking about, you know, that now it's time to get to work. We need to get these things implemented because this is going to work out great. This is going to work out great. And we're going to get people back to work. It even spooled up the added idea that we got work to do. It didn't say, wow, we made it. We can rest. Good. It was exactly the opposite. But it was so optimistic. And so, I mean, it was all smiles like, this is what we've needed. And let's not let it slip.
What I see, and especially looking at, you know, again, I watch the news in the morning, check some stuff in the evening. you start to hear these things of recession. You hear the words, and I think rightfully
it's so. It's a possibility.
What President Trump called it is a transition in the economy.
It's a possibility.
And the fear is still palpable that people aren't sure what that means because they feel out of control. Well, and I'm going to go back to...
You know what it means.
I do know what it means.
Technically, yeah.
But it's... Remember how during COVID when everybody thought, oh my gosh, I can't get toilet paper, there's a run on toilet paper because we self-fulfill this prophecy?
Right.
And the same kind of thing. It's like, guys, hold on. Look at where the projections are for Arizona. Look at the population shift coming in. You know, you have people fearful of maybe I shouldn't buy right now because prices are going to come down.
Right.
Wait a minute. If there's any small hiccup in the economy, what do the big traders do that have all of their monies invested in assets, in commodities and stocks? They sell, they pull some of that cash out, and they go park it into bonds, right? So have we seen a pullback in both the Dow and the NASDAQ?
No, the Dow's been down significantly in the last month.
Okay.
And that has a lot to do with the tariff stuff and what's going to go on with that.
So if you've seen a pullback in the Dow and the NASDAQ,
right,
where is that money going to?
It's just gone.
Well, it's not gone. The traders that are selling first are moving that into safe, secure investments.
They're doing something else.
Weirdly enough, why are mortgage-backed securities and 10-year T-bills, why are mortgage-backed securities now selling for more, which means that drives the interest rate down? Why are we better by about 3/8 of a point interest rate over the last 30 days?
More money going into it?
Same exact reason that you just said about stock market. Yeah. So there's, you know, again, there's always something positive if there's something negative going on.
But I don't think anyone's looking at it with panic, with some exceptions. And I've read some commentary and some opinion pieces that you know, the four major networks, and I'm counting CNN and maybe five MSNBC, are going to put out a couple stories every day that are going to cause fear and panic. You know, they've got a different agenda, and that's what they do. But outside of that, I see nothing but optimism out in the streets. I see optimism. And that report I just read about the businesses understand that this is headed towards great days.
The businesses do, and the people that are looking at all of those
that
data
makes a
points.
Difference.
Here's the pullback is the first time home buyer, the 25 to 32 year old that has never gone through this before, and they don't know all the facts.
Yeah.
Very fearful of, should I wait until interest rates come down? Should I wait until prices fall? Should I wait until X? It's like, wait a minute. You still need a roof over your head.
Well,
and
that's the only thing you should wait for is, do I need a place to live?
Yeah.
That should be the question.
So
And adjust accordingly based on price and interest rates. Just
and based on the first one, get into the home because no, prices aren't going to come down here in Arizona. There's too many people moving into Arizona and there's not an oversupply. If interest rates came down farther, and again, I keep telling people, I think you've got there's a season that's going to come up that you're seeing interest rates slowly drift southwards.
Yeah.
But it's not tomorrow, but there are people. There are people that bought that interest rates were in the high sevens about a year ago. Okay. Well, now if you're in the middle sixes without paying a lot of discount points, and we're going to talk about something that frustrates me.
Did you see Vance's speech to the League of Cities?
I did not.
A week ago.
Nope.
It was about what you're talking about.
I was probably
about.
On Midnight at the Oasis schedule.
In fact, you want to take a break? I'll tell you about it.
Okay, well, we should take a break. You tell me about it, and then we'll talk about it. So I'm being forced to take a break by the controlling guy across the board. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Okay, Yuma Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Russ Clark didn't say a single thing to me off air, so I have no idea what the J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance speech to the League of Cities was, but you want to give it to me?
J.D. Vance, was very friendly. Thanks for coming to D.C., see the great city and all that kind of stuff. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. Government is best local. And the Trump administration, all of us, believe that. You know, and if you believe in strong federalism, we don't want to get in your way. We're here to support you. Call us if you need us. But I'm asking you to help us. And he says prices are too high on houses. He says the average house price right now would take the average of two households to afford. And he's not talking about one person, but two households. If two households, what they make an average in the United States, would to buy one average price house. And he says that's too high. And in certain areas it's higher than others, but he said we need local governments, local cities, to cut back on regulations and impediments to building expansion and driving those prices up. And he says, you know, he pointed out Austin's doing a great job of that. They've done a lot of things, but a lot of work needs to be done. And he says and you don't want the federal government trying to do that for you.
Yeah,
it's better doing it local. And he got some people
fired up.
Well, some protesting, some people, because it's very partisan a little bit. But these are professionals. You would think they don't do that, but
right.
A few of them did. It didn't interrupt so much. But he acknowledged that some people may disagree, and all that. But then he went into something else. It's causing the problems. He said illegal immigration is causing problems with, and that's when he got a lot of blah, 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 but not enough to interrupt him. Mm-hmm. And acknowledged it. But they are costing these cities and counties and everything so much money, and it's costing all the people so much money and everything, that it's also affecting buying houses and affecting, the occupancy of houses and stuff like that, that we've got so much and people that shouldn't have been in this country that shouldn't be here, that are here illegally. That is hurting that whole system, and he wants help and support for that also, that the federal government can't do it alone. Assistance is needed when we go into communities, even those sanctuary cities, and it's unfortunate that sanctuary cities are screaming like,
"Yeah,
well, we think you're racist or something," but you can't hear what they're saying. But that, they're going to work to get it all cleaned up to make our citizens be able to afford to live and buy houses and do that, and he's going to handle from there in.
So if I can, that's one of the reasons that I would kind of point to Yuma specifically. Arizona is not going to see a decrease in terms right. of crashing prices. Why? Do you know what the median sales price – and again, anybody can use statistics.
Median in the nation?
Right. Median in the nation, sales price home nationwide.
Probably close to $500,000 by now.
$465,000.
Okay.
Okay. And so if you read some of it – they're talking about, and here's what is so silly when you read, and I printed that one here. They're saying there could be a pullback of 3% in the median home sales price. That doesn't mean home prices are falling. It just means more of the lower priced homes are going to sell, right? So, I mean, it's just, it's the law of the average. But look at Yuma. What's the average sales price? If you talk with anybody who is at the board for the Yuma Association of Realtors, what's the average sales price in your opinion?
I don't know, $250,000.
Okay, it's under 300. So it was teetering right about 297. Right now, I'm seeing a lot of 260s and 270s. So you're Let's just look at 465 to 300. Pretty good at math. That's about a third decrease compared to the national average.
Right.
So if we're already less expensive than the national average and you see people moving from, say, California, Washington, Oregon here, the demand is going to be huge. The sales price is still lower than the rest. We know Yuma is a great affordable city to live in. There's nothing that points me to we're going to see huge price reductions. Now, if the economy fell apart and there's a huge issue like there was in 07, 08, okay, that's the misnomer that nobody can actually put a pin on. But right now, Russ, do you see anything that is going to make home prices fall here in Yuma, Arizona?
No.
Cool.
Especially with the economy looking like it's got opportunities now, the attitude of the business people, the attitude of people in the streets, that it's going to get better, not worse, that they're not going to pull back. They're going to continue.
And so here's, again, the silliest thing. I talked to somebody yesterday who his uncle did a purchase with me about a year ago, said, hey, come in, talk to Derek. So this younger guy is scared beyond belief, again, trying to talk him through, here's the economy, here's where rates are, here's where prices are. Now, uncle bought a home about a year ago. Were rates higher or lower than they are today a year ago?
I think they were higher.
They were.
Yeah, your thumb gave me a clue, I knew that.
about a point higher. So This guy is worried about rates are too high, but uncle bought and his rate is about a point higher than where the market is. But we're actually in the process of refinancing the uncle and going to save him about $100.
Say, the beautiful thing is if even if it's a little higher than you want, if it can fit your budget, you know that if it goes down, you can refinance.
And here's the
silly thing. You just need to live in your budget until that time, make sure, and get some breathing room when it gets better.
But if you do that, and that's the exact right attitude, why does everybody look at what the mortgage rate is, but they go right out and buy a car that's 14, 15% because their credit isn't perfect? Or they have $30,000 in balances on credit cards that are 19, 21%.
It's because of the advertisers, and it's because it keeps getting beat over the head. No one puts up a Chevy and say it's only 7% interest. It's only 7%. They don't do that. It's the mortgage industry that does that.
Right. And that's the only
thing
we've taught people to, where's the rate instead of is this budgetable? Is it affordable?
What else are the mortgage people going to say? We got great service. Come see us. They're not going to do it.
Well, and you're 100% right, because when you're driving that brand new bougie Mustang or Kia Stinger, you feel good driving down the road. But, you know, when you're living at your house, as soon as you're at work, you don't show your house off. So I understand emotionally you sell the car, you sell the big screen TV differently than you do the house. Yeah. But again, if you look at home prices, and that's the number one question I keep getting is, are we going to see a drop in prices? Are we going to see a drop in prices? No, we're not. There's nothing that points me to
that. Nothing dramatic. And if there is, good news.
Yeah.
You can refinance.
Then you're going to, well, not if prices drop, if rates drop.
Oh, but prices.
If values drop.
Look, if you're in the house you need and it's in your budget, you've got the right house.
And who cares if you're in it and if values drop? That's the whole.
And if it drops, it's you can look at history back 100 years or whatever. It's always temporary.
Mm-hmm. And if that happens, it's interesting how many people that back in 08, 09, you heard people go, oh, my gosh, you know, my home is upside down. I'm $50,000 upside down. I'm just going to let it go.
What?
Why? Why would you?
Did you lose your job?
Yeah. Why would you be worried about your home being upside down because you feel like you spent too much money for it? But if it went up $100,000, then you wouldn't feel like you spent too much money. Now you'd be celebrating and high-fiving your neighbor. Look, I made $100,000 on my house.
I could have bought my house in San Diego at the time, and it was really down. It was like 1994. Like a $240,000 for a nice little four-bedroom, two-car garage. And I didn't. I knew I wasn't going to live there, whatever. Now it's worth $1 million. You know, it's just crazy.
You dummy.
No. That was many years ago, and I don't know, you know, and it changes.
And that's the hardest thing to get somebody who's never been in this or actually never paid attention is that time value of money, is just looking at what compounded interest does to your bank account, looking at compounded appreciation can do to your home.
Well, and particularly if it's not just an investment. If it's an investment, it's different than if you're living in it, because if you're living in it, you're going to pay to live somewhere.
Correct.
And if you can get appreciation on top of that, that's kind of a bonus.
So again, when you look at, is our inflation rate close to where the Fed would like it?
It's closer than
closer.
It was.
Okay. So 2.8, you know, they still say they
we're
want near.
We're not there yet.
We're not there
we're
yet.
More than double.
The numbers are not quite right. But
it's falling.
It is falling.
And that's kind of unexpected. I didn't expect it to fall anything.
I didn't either. So I'm good with that. I would love to see how the corrected numbers go afterwards. Now, tell me about unemployment. Do you feel unemployment rate is
going to go up?
Okay. Going to go up. Why?
Well, there's so many layoffs federally. That's all going to count. You know, but I like what Trump's doing is that, you know, in Doge and all that, they gave people like 6 months severance. They don't get unemployment.
Mm-mm.
So it's not going to go into the unemployment numbers or whatever until that all cuts off. But there's going to be such a readjustment in these major federal organizations. And when we're talking hundreds of thousands of people,
right,
that you're going to see it. But now, does that affect you locally?
No.
No.
And again, if you saw lots of layoffs here, which there aren't, and I know there was even a panic there for a brief moment here in Yuma, and that's all been put to bed. When you talk with, you know, both the commanding officers to the installations and Mayor Nichols, you know, that was kind of put to bed. But if you look at, say, Virginia, did you see how many multimillion-dollar homes went on the market immediately for sale? Now, why, in your opinion, non-educated, just simple, just you and I observing from here, why did that many very expensive homes go on the market immediately within Virginia, which, again,
because of the change in the administration. And look, I think it's six of the richest top 10 counties in the entire country are all in D.C. and around D.C., in Virginia and all those kind of places. And that's all federal government and federal government workers and all those kind of guys that keep those. I mean, it's like the richest counties. It's not the entrepreneurs that are making the money. It's these government workers that are making this money. And there's a big change coming up. And Doge is going to cut, 50% out of this department. And we're talking departments with hundreds of thousands of people. We're going to cut 50% out.
So when you see all of that, is there anything that gives you any pause for a human?
No. It's a major shakeup. If you had a grocery store in some of those counties in Virginia right now, you might want to be looking at revamping some stuff and taking a look at stuff, because there's going to be a slowdown. There's going to be less customers for a while. And there needs to be. That place was artificially kept rich on the taxpayer
dime. Oh, absolutely. However, when you say grocery store, my brain goes back to, no, those people still need to eat.
Of course.
Now, maybe two or three steps up the food chain, there may be some very high-end restaurants that see some customer withdrawal. But again, you go back to basic bread and butter. Russ, what does your shop typically service? Describe the customer and the cars that typically come into your shop.
A car's at least 5 years old or so.
Okay.
6 years old, and you know, it's usually not just an oil change or something. Usually they're coming in because something's making noise, and it could be transmission, engine, and we're one of the few shops that really can do the heavy work, you know, and get in and do the big stuff, you know, rear ends on four-wheel drives and stuff like that. So it's going to be those kinds of things.
But you're a regular mom and pop, work on a family vehicle and everything else in between.
Yeah.
But remember the movie Fast and Furious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, if you look at, why can't I think
of it?
Gosh, dang it. Ludacris, the actor Ludacris, that his shop was the tuner shop and all the extra parts. And the
it was a specialized,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you owned a specialty shop in and around there, you might have some pause because that's the expendable money. That
if
is,
I was doing Bugattis or something.
Yeah. But that's my point is the grocery store, the convenience store, the gas station is still going to be fine.
Right.
But it's the people that were, you know, up the food chain a little
bit. And I feel strongly that our business is sound. In fact, I just bought a $75,000 machine yesterday.
What is it?
A front end alignment machine. It came. It's brand new. It just was introduced, and we got a discount on it because of that. And they were kind of a test bid on it. But it's something that I can do front end alignments so much faster and more accuracy, quicker, and we can turn them out, double, triple what we're doing now, and we turn them away now. Or don't really turn them away. We just say, I can't get to you, and then they go somewhere else. But I
want to be clear, though, when you say I can, you're not really saying you're on the machine. You're saying your team is on the machine because we don't want you on the machine.
Kind of busted, you know. Okay. But
just making sure.
This one's supposed to be simple enough that you and I, either one, could run it. But we'll
nice.
See. Yeah, I'm not going to.
sounds like a joke. A mortgage guy and a radio guy go into an auto shop.
Yeah, we're going to do a front end alignment. Yeah,
so, you know, again, you go back to, here's the biggest fear that I keep hearing is, are the home price is going to fall. Should I buy before there's a crash? Oh my gosh, I have to wait until interest rates fall. And again, I go back to, it's not my number. It's the Mortgage Bankers Association, the Association of Realtors say, when there's a 1-point pullback in interest rates, you typically see about a 10% jump in home prices. So if you guys think you're going to wait for a 2% pullback in rates, just assume you're going to cost yourself 20% more in the house.
Whatever happened to that? A horrible idea that the governor had to help people get houses. We're going to give them money.
After you talked about that on air, I haven't heard a single thing about it.
Okay, good.
So good job, Russ.
Maybe it was me. But maybe it was people that,
you know, I think anybody who has a tactical view of the law of supply and demand understands that throwing free money as a huge down payment artificially spurs demand, and it's not going to cause any excess supply, which means home prices are going to go up. It makes it worse affordable than better.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the whole thing.
J.D. Vance pointed out that, you know, by getting the people out of the country that don't belong here, illegals and vicious, you know, felons and all that kind of stuff, that's going to free up in some areas and make it more reasonable, because we had such an influx in those 4 years under Biden, ridiculous amount of people that came into this country.
Yeah. And it's interesting for me as a person who lives here, it's interesting for me how many people outside of, say, a border community don't really believe what was happening.
I think that's true. I think they look out their front yard and they say, I don't see any, so it can't be here.
Yeah, it's kind of that ostrich thing. I'll just
of course we can look out the front yard and see it. I mean, unfortunately,
right up 16th Street there for a while.
Yeah.
So going back to, hey guys, this really is a good time if you are thinking of upgrading a home or getting into a first time home. Now's still a great time to do it. There's great homes in Yuma. There's new construction building. Rates have ticked down a little bit. So actually, you know, I'm a spreadsheet guru. You know, I've got a spreadsheet that I continually go back through customers and say, you know what, you bought about a year ago. Here's where your rate is. Here's how much I could save you. And then the number one thing is, what frustrates me is, I had a customer call me, and in really every state, but state of Arizona says it's illegal to use another company's name in your marketing without their written permission. So you can't say, you know, let's pretend you did your home loan with 123 mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm 567 mortgage. I can't in the advertising put regarding 123 mortgage company and then say very tiny print down here, I'm 567 mortgage company. It's illegal, called UDAP marketing. It's illegal to market with somebody else's company name. My customer sent me the flyer and goes, hey, I see you guys are offering 4.99% interest if I come refinance with you. I'm like, nope, not even remotely close. And do you really want to pay about 7 discount points to get a 4.99? He goes, well, why would you charge me that? I'm like, well, that's what these guys are. So I said, bring me the flyer. Let me see what it is. Again, this happens all the time. It's not unique. This happens to every mortgage company out there. Any one of the mortgage companies in town is getting spammy email and mail to their customers from out-of-town guys that are just call centers. So it happens. Little pink cards, little green cards, little yellow cards, whole flyers, nonstop. So he brings me the flyer, and sure enough, they're telling him he could have a 4.99% interest rate, and there's no cash out of pocket. Now, they didn't say there's no cost.
Right.
They
because
said
the cost could be rolled in.
There's no cash out of pocket with a 4.99. So we pulled up the rate sheet, showed them exactly what it would cost. I can absolutely do the same thing.
And
4.99 discount points on that day was just a little more than 7 discount points. So just use 7. His loan amount was in excess of 400. round it to 400. So
21,000 or something.
No, no. Seven times four is 28.
Oh, 28, yeah.
Guys, he's got his shoes on. That's why he couldn't do
I'm
the math.
Three, for, yeah. No, four, 28.
28,000 in discount points plus everything else. So you're going to add about 35 to 36,000 because you have to get an appraisal on that loan program. You have to go get the title and everything else. So you want to add $35,000 to your mortgage balance to get an artificially low rate when, no, that's a horrible decision. You stair-step it down.
I mean, are you going to live there forever even, or live there for 2 years?
Well, regardless, it doesn't
matter. It's too much. Yes.
In my book, the industry says 48 to 60 months is the payback period. So let's pretend it cost you $10,000 and you were going to save $200 a month. That's 50 months savings. It would take you 50 months of making the mortgage payment to save back what it cost you. So it's a little more than 4 years. I prefer it to be 24 months or less. So again, let's say it cost you $6,000. If you're saving $250 a month, okay, maybe that makes sense. But if the interest rates are coming down, Russ, do you believe interest rates are going to come down more over the next 12 to 18 months?
I do. I don't think it's going to get down to two again.
I don't. I pray we never get down to two because that's a whole economic crash. I really don't. Yeah. I would love to see it, the rates, but if we ever tick down into the threes, we've got a huge economic crash, and I'd really rather that never happen again. But if you say, wait a minute, if we believe interest rates are going to keep pulling back based on what's happening, then you take kind of whatever you can get for little to no cost, because if it happens again in 12 to 18 months, you don't want to also feel like, oh my gosh, I just spent $35,000. I wasted my money. I don't want to do it again. So it's not uncommon if you deal with a professional that they're going to give you a higher interest rate than what you could buy down.
So let's say that he didn't take any points. He just paid the current rate. What's the current rate?
For him on that program, you're in the low sixes.
Low sixes. So you get the low sixes instead of five, basically, yeah. Which is not a big difference. But let's say it goes to 4.5.
Then we do it again.
What's it cost him? I mean, 2 years later, he has to pay a little bit more for those 2 years. And then let's say he has to refinance or his refinance cost a little bit.
Very, very little if it's done correctly. Yeah. Huge if it's done incorrectly. Yeah. I mean, already give a flyer to our customers.
Would he save more than $35,000? I mean, would he spend more than $35,000 after a few years?
No, not in the least if it's done right. So they're being slimy and salesy, and they're trying to get monies out of people's pockets.
Because it's attractive, and that's why everyone wants to look at the rate.
Right, and that's
because
they
see these advertisements.
So here's what I see coming. Back in 08, 09, when the rates came down, this is exactly, I mean, over a four-year window, I ended up refinancing my house four different times.
Wow.
Okay, but I just stair-stepped it down. And again, if you're dealing with a professional, you can walk through that. So my guy who has an interest rate in the high sevens, we're going to refinance into the not low sixes, middle sixes for not much in cost. And oh, by the way, because we already give that certificate, once you pay our lender fees, which is $1,375, if you're refinancing within 2 years, we don't charge that again. But now if he refinances now and rates pull back another 0.75 point, are we going to do it again?
Yeah,
absolutely. Because we're not racking up a bunch of fees to do this. We're not overcharging discount points.
He doesn't have to get another appraisal.
You shouldn't. Now, on rare loan programs, you might. But that's how you take advantage of the market pulling back, is you just take it one bite at a time versus trying to chunk. You know, you can't eat an elephant in one bite, and I don't want to. You chunk this thing down little by little so it doesn't cost you anything. And that's not what these pink, yellow, green postcard flyers are pitching to anybody.
But they're selling, or they wouldn't keep sending out pink postcards.
And that's one of the reasons that I want to be on air talking about this, is he literally would have assumed it was me sending
Why
that based on the
you?
Because the name on the company card.
What was the name of the company?
It was the former company that we were with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And again, that is so common. It's not just to us. It's not just to a company. These nationwide call center companies send little pink, little green, little yellow, or flyers out that say an interest rate. And like you said, we don't talk about the rate on a car. We talk about the payment. We don't talk about the cost of a big screen TV. We show people watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. But on a house, the only thing anybody has ever been talked to about is, What's your rate? So he sees a 4.99, and I'm telling everybody who's listening, if you get anything in the mail that says 4.99, they ain't giving it to you. They're charging you for it, and currently where the market is, it's going to be about 7 discount points.
Mm.
Do you really want to pay 7% of what your loan amount is to have an artificially low rate?
No.
But that's what they're selling this veteran, a 100% disabled veteran who actually is doing things the right way. Very intelligent guy, could still get sharked this way.
And no cash doesn't mean no fee. They just roll that back in.
And that's the bugger, is if you understand the verbiage when you say no cash out of pocket, you're hugely right. And the other one is 30-year loan. What did I just say? Did I say fixed?
No.
No. Now, that wasn't his. But the other big one out there is you're seeing people pitching 30-year loans. Well, if it doesn't say fixed, now you know they're pitching you an adjustable rate mortgage, but it's amortized over 30 years, so people think it's a fixed rate loan. And again, you can still get 1-year adjustable loans. Okay, for the next year or two, a 1-year adjustable might be okay, because if interest rates keep going down, they could go down. But when they turn around going back up, do you really want an adjustable?
No.
No. So again, please be careful when you read this stuff, especially because it's going to show up in your mail. And it's amazing how many of these find their way, right within 6 months of you purchasing the home. Disabled veterans, elderly people who are on Social Security, that they just read it. They assume it's somebody. It would be like, do you want me to send a flyer out that references your company name and then offers a great deal so I use your company name to come drive business to me?
No.
Call Precision Automotive, buy 2 tires, get 2 free, 928, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden your customer says, oh my gosh, Russ Clark is selling 2 tires for free. Let's call. And they call, they schedule. Yeah, it's our other location. Come right over here. We got a special location just for this. And the customers are driven somewhere else on your name. And then you realize that they got tires that maybe had an 8,000 mile warranty on them because they're the cheapest rubber you could ever see. And yeah, that never happens,
they're not
right?
Really giving away tires. I mean,
no.
They're still making what
Wait
they
a minute.
Make.
Are you telling me that all these buy 3, get 1 free is not really...
I'm not saying there's not specials out there occasionally that will put some real discounts out, but believe me, no one's doing it and taking... Well, we're going to start taking a loss this month because it's good for business.
Right.
They don't do that.
So we will talk about that and a few more things after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
At Houston's Yuma Furniture, it's all about price. It's the furniture you want for less, way less, less. Sofas, low price, just $3.99. Recliners, low price, starting at $2.99. Dining sets, low price, starting at $4.99. Queen mattress, low price, starting at $2.69. Not sorta low, not kinda low. It's low, low prices. Plus special financing up to 2031. Nobody beats Houston's Yuma Furniture's price. Yeah, nobody.
Price, baby.
Hey, Yuma, 844 on a gorgeous March 14th Friday. A little chilly out there this morning, a little chilly last night. Kind of enjoyed the rain and the wind coming in. You look like both you and your dog were out in the rain for quite some time.
Yeah, she likes the rain.
Having cleaned up.
Yeah. And she loves running through the house after she gets good and wet. So.
I would, too. Just let her walk through the mud.
But I'm still married. It's all right.
So, again, it's amazing how I love living in Yuma, and yeah, you get a freak storm once in a while. That was kind of cool. You know, you just washed your cars on Thursday, and now you got to rewash everything. Gosh darn it.
Oh, you're supposed to wash them?
Yeah. Well, we do. I'm seeing your work truck doesn't look like it's been washed since 1997.
I keep looking for a puddle to run through.
we can get you one. But, you know, again, Yuma is such an amazing place to live. It's economically viable. The cost of living is low. The people are friendly. Everybody's willing to help one way or the other. And you look at, that's really the other reason that I don't think people realize we're going to have way less of an issue than most areas of the country.
Right.
Do you see us losing a lot of jobs here in Yuma for any reason?
No. And there was a fear during the cutbacks that YPG was going to lose a lot. And there were some letters sent out that, you know, there was going to be cutbacks and some people were going to lose. And that was all redone. There were a few, though, that were gone, but nothing that was out of the ordinary at all.
So, you know, again, go back to our office. Would I rather have somebody working in the office or would I rather have them telecommuting?
In the office.
Absolutely.
What good would it be?
That's half of what people were concerned with and what, you know, the whole email from Elon Musk, you know, reply to me and tell me the five things you did. What were they trying to do? They were trying to figure out how many people were not at their desk working and summarizing things.
It was hilarious. It created panic.
You know, one of the things that I'm blessed with is we still have our underwriter and our processor right in the branch. Now, what does an underwriter do, in your opinion?
Make sure that you got your paperwork right.
Kind of. That's pretty much it. If you say, let's say hypothetically, FHA loan, the manual of operations is about 4,000 pages thick. I, as the loan officer, I'm supposed to know all of that, and I put all of your file in perfect order and make sure that you're qualifiable. But now I know you, Russ, and I'm face-to-face with you, so I have a vested interest in getting you the loan. The underwriter is somebody else who you shouldn't necessarily know who they are, but they have authority to say, no, Derek, you're wrong, or Derek, you got to rearrange this. They just simply are the second set of eyeballs on the guidelines who approve it. I don't want to ever not have an underwriter in our branch. Why do you think that is while you're fumbling through the computer?
So you can threaten them.
No.
Oh.
No.
Because it's expedient.
Well, there's an expedience to it, and the other thing is knowing the local marketplace.
Right.
So if you look at Yuma in the wintertime is the what? Lettuce capital of the world.
Yeah,
if it's leafy and green, we know it's grown in Yuma County.
Vacationers and... Used to have Canadians. I don't know if they're going to keep coming because now they're a state.
Well, could be.
I don't know.
You know, that and Greenland, but whole different story. But we know there's a seasonal worker component to Yuma, Arizona. We know there's people that are working for a period of time and then there's unemployment. Looking at how the school districts operate in Arizona, do you know what Prop 301 money is for teachers?
No.
Okay. So would an underwriter in New York City understand what Arizona Prop 301 money is?
No.
No. So all of a sudden you have things like, well, we don't understand what a seasonal employee is because we live in New York City. We don't understand what Arizona Prop 301 money is. There's all kinds of things that are local to certain areas that you want your underwriter to know those things specifically. Now, how many of these seasonal employees work in Yuma County in the winter and then they go to Salinas in the summer?
Hundreds, thousands.
Okay. How many of those companies have two different corporations?
Most all of them.
Oh, so does it look like you quit your job and you have multiple jobs? Well, to an underwriter in New York City, they may not understand the tie-in between the corporation in Arizona working out of Yuma and the corporation over in Salinas. And I've seen people get declined because they just didn't understand how the seasonal
income. They thought they were changing jobs.
Well, or they just said, hey, you're really working part-time jobs. You don't have a full-time job, and it's awful. Or the one that still gets me is overtime with Border Patrol agents. You know, they're working overtime, right?
Right.
Okay. If you are a Border Patrol agent and you are 30 days on the job and you're getting the formerly called mandatory AUO, can you normally count that overtime?
I don't know.
Well, to normal people, you have to have a two-year average of working overtime to show that you have consistency.
Okay. Yeah.
But if the position that you've taken mandates this much overtime, then are we allowed to use it?
I have no idea.
The answer is yes.
You can, okay.
But, again, too, I've seen underwriters for nationwide companies decline things because they don't understand what AUO is.
Okay.
Okay. Why are you in the position of judging people in a community that you don't understand how the income is derived? So, again, back to why will I never do this without my underwriter in the branch? Because they already know everything about.
They know the community. And
absolutely.
And they know what you do. The types of loans. You're doing a lot of military or you're doing a lot of border patrol, those kind of things.
And you know how many times I've run into an underwriter that didn't and formerly, till we had ours, that didn't understand you can have two VA loans at one time. They didn't understand that portion of the regulation.
I only know because I've been here with you so many times.
Did you know you could have three?
I did.
You know, again, same thing.
But because I've been here with you, most people wouldn't know that.
How do you guys not read the guidelines if you're supposed to be the expert?
Well,
so
I'm not in the industry. I don't care.
Well, I don't. I know you don't. But that's that thing where don't necessarily just, you know, take it for face value. Dig in a little bit. So what I appreciate about our office, whether it's Bill Kraft, Rosa Castillo, myself, the rest of the team, you know, the people that you're dealing with are seasoned veterans that understand what the market is. The underwriter knows what both Yuma and all the loan programs, because it's a craft. It's not just a hobby, or it's not a, hey, I just got hired yesterday and I'm a fast food clerk. You have a question or a comment?
No. Okay. It's my fact checker, but okay. I don't want to share it with you.
You don't want to share it with me?
No, I don't know.
Did he say he's completely wrong?
He said you were, but I'll tell you later.
That's fine.
No.
So again, here's the take. If you or somebody you know has questions, honestly, just come in, have a cup of coffee, call 928-483-LOAN, so 928-483-5626. Call, come in, sit down. And the thing that I still get is, well, how much do I owe you to sit down? Nothing.
Yeah.
Come in, have a conversation. We don't have to be slimy. And you see some of these companies that they want to charge for the credit report fee right up front, or they're going to charge. No. Look, myself, Bill, Rosa will give you all the time in the world, because if we can make Yuma a better place and give people the right information, you're going to come back over and over. You're going to send other people in. I'd much rather be relational than that pink and blue and yellow spammy illegal postcard that my customer got that says 4.99. You don't have to be that way in this industry, and I know you guys in yours are not. Do you send out spammy letters that are bait and switch?
No.
No, but you see it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you laugh at some of them and go, oh my gosh, this guy's just so going to get taken advantage of, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we see that a lot in our industry, but yeah.
And again, why do some shops literally charge you for parts that they didn't put on the vehicle?
Oh, that's fraud, but it happens.
Right.
And we see it. Well, sometimes that spark plug in an eight cylinder that's in a backup against firewalls, impossible to get to without, you know, special tools or something. They just tell you they did it.
And so they changed 7 or 6.
Yeah.
But not
yeah, we got that all done for you. Here's a bill. And I said, yeah, give them a bill for 8. And don't know it till later when somebody really does the real job. And you say, well, why do you have 6 newer plugs and 2 originals? But it's not unusual. We see that. Or we see people get billed for changing transmission fluid in a transmission, and it still has the original transmission fluid when it gets to us. You know, the original transmission fluid is not the same color. It's not red like transmission fluid's always red. That's aftermarket.
Okay.
Originally, it's clear.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so if it comes out clear, it's original transmission fluid.
That's interesting to know. But back to, again, you have some people who want to do it right because they the business model can sustain them and it's still done right. And you have other people who just need to make a quick buck. And that's kind of what I expect from these 4.99 cards that are going out, is these guys are looking for a flood of phone calls and ram a few call center deals in, and they're going to make some money. But it's not the right thing to do for the person, because if that guy actually closed and spent $35,000, do you think somebody's going to be in a home long enough to recoup $35,000 worth of cost?
Statistically, no, not normally.
And that's the problem. And then let's say I'm correct and interest rates come down more over the next 12 to 18 months.
You wasted it.
Then you wasted all the money, and you could have had 2 at-bats.
Yeah,
you know?
But you never know what the future's going to bring. But the chances are so much greater it's going to come down a little bit and help you than you putting in $35,000. That's terrible.
I'm sorry. You know, baseball analogy, four singles is just as good as a home run. You move the run. You know what I mean? Right. So you just take – let's play small ball with the refinance. Let's hit singles and doubles. Mm-hmm. No, let's not try to swing for the grand slam, and that's where most people get in trouble is they get advertised and marketed.
That sounds safer.
Well, it is, because if I know I can show you that the cost to recoup is 2 years or less, then what's the risk? None.
Right.
But if the cost to recoup is 60 months, if it's 5 years, the likelihood that the rates are going to continue coming down is there. Now, if the rate market was going up the other way, if you saw the stock market doing really, really well, then I would say, wait a minute, I think we're going to have a turnaround. But right now, as you see the stock market pulling back, the bond market has to do better. And so anybody doesn't even need my word for it. Look online, look on TV. If you see the Dow and the NASDAQ doing worse, what would you expect interest rates to do?
Go down.
Get better. Cool. Yeah. And if you see the stock market doing better, what do you expect to happen with mortgage rates?
Just go up.
Get worse. Yeah. So that's the easiest thing you can ever do to say, is the market getting better or worse in terms of refinancing or purchasing? What's stock market doing? It's the opposite.
And we want the stock market to do well. We want it all to do well. I mean,
yeah, I don't want to work till I'm 100.
Long term.
Yeah, you don't want to work till you're 100.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you and I both will, but there's a difference between a have to and a want
right,
to.
Right.
You know, I think we both love what we do, and I really do. And I'll probably do this until the day I croak.
But it's not like I'm putting in septic systems or working on roofs. It's not going to take a beating physically. I just take a beating emotionally.
If you're not putting in septic systems, why do you smell like that?
Well, you know, there's a home care thing.
You okay. You know, hygiene, Russ. Hygiene.
Is that what they call that?
Something like that. So, you know, again, you look at, there's a ton of questions. Whether you want to call or email or walk in, you don't even have to talk to me. It could be myself, could be Bill Kraft, could be Rosa Castillo. Love you to make an appointment. But you can also just walk in and ask random questions.
You still have cookies?
That we do.
Okay.
Cookies and coffee, and you can come by and see the redesigned front lobby. So
you redesigned it?
Yeah, but I'm not going
to
tell you anything more because you haven't walked in. You should. Do you like peanut butter cookies or chocolate chip?
I'm trying to stay away from all cookies.
I know how you do it. You take one of the chocolate chip cookies and put a peanut butter one on top and eat it like a sandwich?
No.
Which really is phenomenal.
No, I spend an extra hour in the gym for that.
You might have to.
Yeah.
So, again, if you look at right now is the time to pull out your mortgage statement and just pay attention to where your interest rate is. Have a call or a conversation with somebody that you trust and say, should I or could I? What would it look like? And, hey, there's some people that I'm like, yep, this is the right time because you can do it and save you some money. And there's other people I'm saying, you know what? You really need about another half a point, three quarters of a point pullback to make it make sense. But all of these fun conversations, again, whether it is our mortgage, somebody else, just come in and have a conversation. But we can't even have this or Midnight at the Oasis or this fun community without some of the men and women who actually protect this great nation of ours and allow us to speak freely this way. Whether you're active duty, you're retired, you've got a family member or generations past, again, I am so thankful that we have the military men and women we do. I know you do as well.
Oh, yeah. I've got a son that's one of them.
Son's one of them.
Yeah.
Family members.
My dad was retired. And all
so
that.
From all of us at Mortgage One, from all of us at KBL Yuma, thank you so very much for serving and protecting this great nation of ours at the greatest time in history. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe for now.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me?
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.